Good morning. Today we have a request to say a little bit about Dominion. So we're going to start there today. When I think of the word Dominion, what comes to mind is that to be in domination over something or even someone. And I know there is a speaking to dominion as finding or attaining your dominion through the eye and having dominion over the mind, over the body, or over the outer appearances, as well as the pocketbook, and as well as the health. So to have dominion or have control over something. So we go back to the original state of our being, without body, without form, without birth, without death. Everything that appears on the body, within the body, everything that is an appearance in the outerness, have nothing to do with what we are. Because those appearances, and let's stay with the body and the purse, those appearances are just that, they're appearances. They are the what is happening at the moment. So the attempt to attain dominion would seemingly have to be a someone here that is seeking attainment of dominion so that it can have control over a body and over a mind. Oh. So from my understanding of the definitions of dominion, I've never been able to arrive at a desire to attain dominion over anything, anyone. So setting aside dominion, if you can look at it from a different place, is to have awareness of what's taking place with the body, awareness of what's taking place in appearances, but not engaging, not invested, not in a temptation to make them change or be something different. To have dominion over mind is to understand that mind is not your oppressor. Mind is not trying to lead you in wrong directions. Mind isn't really doing anything. What we consider to be mind is an accumulation of thoughts. And as they rise, we call them my mind. My mind is busy. My mind is active. And it would seem that if I had dominion over that, certainly my days would and nights perhaps would be quieter. But I would say rather than dominion is to have a true understanding of self, an understanding of mind, and from that place, the mind, you don't need dominion over mind because mind has now returned to its source, which is your very self, the oneness. To have dominion over the body is I almost see it as bringing the mind into subservience, bringing the body into subservience. And I'm not sure what that other teacher was speaking of in his definition of that, but this is my view. This is how this character interprets that word, dominion. So when there is the knowingness, okay, I am what is, or whatever I am, it is the allness in the all being, in the all presence. In acknowledging that, in embracing that, in loving that, and living that, then the idea of having dominion would just rather fade away. Because who is there to have dominion? Certainly the presence of God doesn't require dominion over anything because it is everything. So that, and who is going to attain it, that would require some presence, supposedly. The person idea is going to attain this dominion as it seeks to attain its own self. So it seems like a long way around the totem pole, so to speak, when you can go directly to the acknowledgement that dominion over body, over mind is not required. In the acknowledgement, in the acceptance that this that I am is already everything. This is already mind, if there is a mind. This is already body, if there is a body. And in that body, mind, rest in the peace, the joy, the happiness of what is. Now, if the body is expressing pain, discomfort, or disease, if the mind seems to be unruly and rather dominant in your daily activities, that's where you look at the body. It has certain requirements, obviously. It requires to be fed. It requires bathing. It requires water. It requires shelter. It requires clothing. It has certain requirements, and obviously we fulfill, those needs are fulfilled through our activity. If it's in pain, then it is in pain. To have the dominion, I would think, would be to be able to get rid of the pain or get rid of the disease. But when you look at these things, firstly, if there is a great issue, then you just take the body to the doctor, the body mechanic, so to speak, and have it checked up. Whatever its requirements are, allow them to be fulfilled. As to the mind, it is the same. When the mind is active and it just seems very relenting, just be still and recognize mind is. And it is what is happening in this moment. There's no need to allow anxiety or doubt or frustration to have its dominion with you. And it will not have any dominion with you if there is the acceptance, this is just what's happening at this moment, which seems to require time, which there is none of, but we have to use these words. So the body is fine. Allow it to be looked after, taken care of, whichever way is appropriate. And the mind is what we call the mind is fine. Recognize it for what it is. It's accumulation of thoughts. What do you know about thoughts? They are not power. They have no power. They've never had power, and they never will have power. The running thoughts are just what's happening at the moment. And be detached from it. Be just standing aside in the recognition this is what is happening at the moment. This is how this character, this what is expression, this whatever this is, addresses that pain issue. Most of it, the body's presence has been in a situation of pain. So from whence I speak, it is allow it to be there. Do what is necessary to take care of things, but do not be so attached to it. My body, my pain, my this, my that. It is the appearance of what is happening at this moment. Has that been helpful on your request on dominion? Is there something else that you would like to pick up for a topic right now? Just unmute your microphone and speak.
Hello, Mary. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
I wanted to ask you, would you say that being aware of being aware would be having dominion? Being rooted in your true self.
Being rooted in your true self wouldn't even require dominion.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm going to pick up that thread of being rooted in your true self. There is nothing else here but the true self. There isn't a person or a you to become rooted in the true self, because you're already that, and that's all that's here. We might have a fantasy about being a person, about having a history, about having memories, happenings to us, we might have that fantasy, we might be having that dream, but that doesn't negate that right now, in this very moment, you are that true self, you are that oneness, you are that what is. Okay.
It's knowing that.
It's not so much a knowing it, it's an accepting it. Okay, I am the what is. Okay. Now what? Then from that point, there's the acceptance of it. And then from within, there is this, just a blossoming, so to speak. I'm trying to use words to mm-hmm. express and describe something that's indescribable, but it's an acceptance. I am what I am, and I'm that already. Now, what happens? What takes place now? Really nothing. It's a clear seeing of that what is ever appearing to my awareness is just what's happening at this particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you, in that there is the feeling of the oneness, the knowingness of being everything that is. But that's not, to me, that's not so much the important part. To me, it is just, yeah, that's what is. And that is, there is your freedom, there is your joy, there is your happiness. Things after that is like frostings on the cake, so to speak.
Oh, it's a resting, a relaxing, an allowing. It's just being.
Yes. Yes. There isn't that efforting to try to attain enlightenment or be centered in myself or stay centered in myself.
Okay, that's mind going on.
Be as myself. Yeah. I'm not centered today. Okay, what does that mean?
Get yeah. me back to myself.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, but there's no centering to happen because you're in that, you're saying there's a presumption that myself has gone somewhere and now I have to do something to get back to that place of peace. But that place of peace is always present. You are always in a state of peace. Sometimes what's happening at the moment could be anger. Sometimes what's happening at the moment could be frustration. Sometimes mm-hmm. what's happening at the moment could be a blissful, joyful, dancing feeling. Sometimes what's happening in the moment could be nap time. Sometimes. So it's what is what is. And this I think is the big step, because you said, well, what is right now is pain. Okay, what is right now is pain.
Mm.
That doesn't mean you've lost your center. That doesn't mean that yourself has gone somewhere and now you have to try to regain that peacefulness. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're allowing a negativeness of some nature to veil it. Because if I'm spiritual, if I'm the presence of God, then I shouldn't have a backache. I shouldn't have a foot ache. You know, these things shouldn't be happening, which means I'm not there yet. And that's just BS. Every time there's a negativeness, the veil is drawn, because you or we or whatever maintains this little idea that if it's all not perfect, pure, and paradise as I state it to be, then I'm not there yet. Okay. So a pain is what is happening at the moment. And what is present? If what is was not present, there would be no recognition. The pain is what's happening at the moment. So what is must be there. There's a feeling of fear. Okay. That is what is, and what is happening at the moment. This is why the clear seeing, I speak of the clear seeing, is that, okay, fear. If I don't attach a memory, a statement, a story, I'm afraid because, I'm anxious because, I'm depressed because, I'm sad because, then the experience of sadness remains pure. The experience of depression remains pure because it's there, it's recognized, but there's no attachment. There's no grabbing it and saying, oh, this is because I'm not there yet. I'm depressed. This is because, you know, sorry to use this analogy, but my puppy died the other day. I'm depressed because of this. I'm depressed. No, the feeling of depression is there. It's recognized. It's acknowledged. But I'm not invested in it. The pain is there. I'm not invested in it. The pain is felt. The pain is seen as an experience. But I'm not invested in that experience. I'm not invested in the experience of not being there yet. See? So that thought can come all day and it would have no place to stick. I'm not invested in it. Because what is happening is just what is happening. And when that acceptance takes place, you're standing in your freedom. You're standing in the awareness of pure, perfect freedom. You're standing in the awareness of the peace that passes understanding. So when the negative comes, the clear seeing must be present, and it sees this is but what is happening in this moment. Okay. Maybe you're having blood work done, and you know the needle's going, you know that kind of thing. This is what's happening at the moment. It's perfectly pure and okay. Why is it unspiritual, so to speak, to have a when the needle is going in the arm to draw blood? Why does that make one unspiritual or un-God? Why does a bad back say make someone unspiritual because they may use a cane? Well, they shouldn't be like that. They're the very presence of God. Don't they know that yet? They must not be there yet. This kind of a mind attitude is that veil. That's just what's happening at the moment. Oh my God, I just judged that person. Oh, I'm not there yet. No, that judgment was only what was happening in the moment. And you must understand that is perfectly okay. It has nothing to do with the presence that is present. Because that presence that is present is the space where all of what is happening is happening. So you are the one, what is, that is there so that what is happening. it can be difficult. But
Mary,
go ahead, hon.
I just wanted to say one more thing. Would you say that's that dominion is clear seeing? I'm just going back to that word.
Yeah, I know.
It's just being.
If you want to call it like that and have that be what is happening, then that's fine, because there's nothing wrong with the word dominion. There's nothing right or wrong with any word. Okay. Does it keep you, your eyes shining? If it's comfortable for you, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with the word dominion.
No,
this particular character doesn't use that word.
It doesn't really feel one way or the other.
Right. Yeah, and I'm trying to use these words to express it's okay. The word dominion is neither good nor bad.
Right.
It's like clear seeing. That's neither good nor bad. It's just an attempt to point you in the direction of what is. Yeah. Yeah. There's no such thing as clear seeing. It's words used to help point in the direction.
I see. Thanks.
So has there been some clear seeing about ideas that get picked up that seem to say, I'm not there yet, that I've got a long way to go, I need to read some more, that I haven't made it yet, I'm not where you are, I'm not where he is? Have you glimpsed of what's taking place when you accept those words of not being? Okay. Go ahead.
Did I interrupt somebody?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask you if you would talk a little bit about, like, you mentioned the veils and maybe like the nature of evil.
Okay. Well, there isn't anything that is good or bad. Okay. It is how we allow, okay, here we go. It is how the mind interprets an action, a word, a deed, something of that nature. And in a state of finiteness, meaning we've not yet acknowledged our truth, our oneness. We've not acknowledged that. So in that finite state, the mind is then allowed to judge and bring judgment upon those that are breaking that character's standards, opinions, moral codes, religious dogma, whatever that individual is indoctrinated with in the finite mind, then that mind brings judgment. And it will expound that something is evil. This is evil and that's good. So you must get rid of the evil, you know, like supposedly witches were, you know, back in the day. You got to get rid of it. So you're going to burn it at the stake. You know, do what's necessary to get rid of that evil and hopefully at the same time embrace good. But there isn't good and evil. So what's evil to kill someone? That would only take place if there were someone to be killed. Under the assumption that I am a body that was born and can die, then there is the assumption that I being a body, I can be killed. But I'm not a body. I was never born and I will never die. No matter how the body comes to demise, I will never die. So it's going to rely on if you understand that mind is only thoughts, conceptions, opinions, ideas, that it is not a truth. And the idea of good. Well, who's to say what is good? It could depend on what culture you're in. You know, we may here in this country think that such and such is a good thing. In another country, it may be taboo. So good and evil is always going to be based in duality, and it's going to be based on the state of mind. Oftentimes, something is declared to be good, and then days, weeks, or months later, no, that's not good. That's bad. That's evil. So there's always that flux going on in mind, in that finite mind, in the belief in duality. So when you see clearly, okay, I've acknowledged I am what is, and whatever that is being presented is pulling toward a judgment. You shouldn't be, and you know, the pointing, you shouldn't be doing that, or they shouldn't be doing that, or how can they do that? That's so wrong. That's so evil. When the mind, the attention is being pulled in that direction, just see it clearly. There's no one to be born. There's no one to die. Even if the judgment takes place and someone is declared to be an evil person by anyone, by this character, by characters out here, there is nothing wrong nor evil with that either. And this you must understand. What is, is. And if at that moment there is judgment happening, then that's just what is. The presence remains pure, undifferentiated. Without iniquity. So that is how we come to the judgment of good and evil. Now that, again, that judgment is not right or wrong. We all have opinions, preferences, but it is the clear seeing that allows that peace, that joy, that freedom to be recognizably present. if you just had a pulling within mind or somewhere, when it was expressed or suggested that nothing is good or evil, then that is what's happening. And if you'd like, you could contemplate on that later. But the knowingness or the clear seeing that nothing is good or evil, then nothing is good or evil. Not anger, not judgment, not even anything you can think of that would be good or evil. Now, again, that doesn't mean that this body form, this voice, won't be used to serve in some manner as a step in if something were taking place. Doesn't mean that. It just means that you're not invested in it being good, or you're not invested in it being evil or not being evil. You're not invested. There's no investment to it. There's an awareness. There's this clear seeing. This is what's happening. This is what is in this moment. And that's all it is. And you remain that center of silence. You remain in that silent awareness. Is that helpful?
Yeah, yes, thanks, Mary. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
And again, the veils are, well, there aren't any veils, but it seems like there is. Again, that is when we claim investment. We claim investment as being a person. Or we have these ideas about what awakening is supposed to be like, what spirit is supposed to be like, what is supposed to be like, what God, we even have opinions as to what God is supposed to be like. And God does not, using the word God, but God, what is, does not require our opinions. So, when you're holding an opinion against yourself as to how that self is supposed to react, respond, or how that self is supposed to be, you self are holding the veil. And as spiritual students, or that's not even right, but to hold that, it, again, you go back to that place where you embrace the idea, I'm not there yet because I had a judgment, or because I was disrespectful, or because I got angry. And that's the clarity, the seeing that all of that doesn't matter. It just is what is in this moment. And I remain at peace, non-invested. But please do remember that it doesn't mean that this body form, this voice will not be used in some spontaneous manner when necessary and needed. Not even needed, not even necessary. It will be used. What is will use what is for its, there's no purpose. So recognize that you always are there. There's never a time when you're not there. There's never a no non-time when you're not there. So when those thoughts attempt to tempt you into remaining as person, take back your investment.
Hi, Mary. This is Sky.
Hi, Sky.
Hi. I don't know if I can put this into any kind of words. That it's not really a question. It's just sort of a, I don't know. It's, I don't know if I can put it into words that will make any sense. So just bear with me here.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, what is just is. Okay. So that's, you know, what you're saying. And I understand that. Okay. And it's just what's happening in the moment. And so, you know, you're taking examples of pain or anger or these kind of things. Okay. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, yeah, the pain's okay. And you just do, you know, if you need to attend to it, you just attend to it, et cetera. But the self is always the changeless one. And yes. All right. But what I want to say is, or try to share is when, maybe it's the word is, it's like, to me, it has this sense of allness with it. And so when I've had experiences, like even like body pain, which that feels really real. Yeah. I mean, come on, we all know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Tension, right?
But yeah. Even,
yes. When I've like had experiences of not trying to do anything, not trying to get rid of anything, nothing like that, but this sense, this clarity, let's say, of isness, it just is suddenly there. I know, and you'll say, well, of course, because that's the changeless one that we are, but it's just suddenly there. And I have seen what to me seemed to be the experience that whatever seemed to be going on disappeared. And what was explained to me inwardly is, well, yes, because to you, it seemed like something disappeared, but that's not at all what happened. It's just that in this isness, which is this wholeness and this omnipresent everythingness, which you are, but in that pain and, you know, upset, anger, whatever it is, does not exist. And you, this was the experience, and then it showed up, let's say, in a way that I was, you know, it just wasn't there. It seemed like the body, as I currently seem to experience it, you know, was just okay. Or the tornado, that it just wasn't there. You know, so I don't know, maybe it's just that word is. It's like, you know, this is what is in this moment, but what I was shown was what really is in this moment is this beingness.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And it didn't include that. And when I touched that, then it did, you know, come forth. And I know, you know, these words, but as, you know, just, the pain or whatever, the dysfunction wasn't there. To me, that is, it's a beautiful experience. And I've had it enough times that my heart is like full on open for the fullness of that, because it feels, you know, it's just a reality that's here. And I am that. And well, anyway, I think I've said enough. So yeah, so that's what's happening in my beingness right now.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Yes. When we speak of or attempt to speak of what is, it is obviously without borders. It is It is beyond speaking of, but we do attempt it. So what is all-inclusive. Nothing is pushed away. Nothing is not good enough. Nothing is, it's just everything is embraced as it is, so to speak. And it would be too, the pain. It would be to the poverty. It would be to anything that you would think is negative that you want to get rid of. You come to realize there's no need to resist or attempt to do anything. That attempt at doing would then be coming from what we call the person. So it's just infinite, unconditional love. That's what it is, all inclusive. That doesn't mean that there, again, that doesn't mean that there is a complacency. It just means that it's all inclusive. So again, if something is taking place, that this form or this voice is used spontaneously to perhaps step in, help, do whatever. It isn't up to any person to make that decision. So when you come to that point of understanding unconditional love, that's the nature of what is. So nothing can be excluded from it. What you will find in your clear seeing, again, is that you're just not invested with what is happening at the moment. Even joy, even this great joy, it's just like an ongoing thing. It's not a high and it's not a low. It just is this peaceful state of presence, of being. So that you're not overwhelmed by appearances. You're not up and down the mountain with experiences. That they are inclusive. They are included in the vastness, in the oneness of what it is. But that is the feeling of the freedom, that just being, and just being is that presence of unconditional love, that presence of inclusion, not exclusion.
Yes, and but what it showed me was what's included, let's just say, in that allness is the light of God, which, and the nature of God, which doesn't include automatically, there's nothing outside of it, so it doesn't include anything that I had previously thought was real, you know, such as pain or physicality itself.
Well, nothing is real,
right?
Nothing is real. Not good, not evil, or it just is.
Yes.
It's right. Just what's being at the moment. But it's not reality, because the reality that is what is. But the experiences, the appearances, that's all mind stuff. So there's not a realness there. Because there's only the one reality, which is what is. If we can even speak in this nature of there only being that. So yes, the pain is not reality because it comes and goes. Even wealth is not reality. It comes and goes. Anything that comes and goes, it cannot be real. The only reality that can be is that which is ever present. And that is yourself.
Yes.
Yes. So the pain can be experienced. It's not real. The non-pain, the unpainfulness can be experienced, and that's not real either. So what is being suggested is that just because there is pain doesn't mean that you're not that presence.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And just because you're without pain, that means you are that presence. No, that's just what's happening at the moment, either pain-free or painful, either sadness or happiness is just what's happening at the moment. But that which comes and goes, but what is ever present is that peace, is that happiness. Even underlying the appearance of painfulness, underlying all of that is this peaceful happiness.
Yes. That's a changeless state.
Yes.
It's okay. Okay, thank you.
So it could almost be as if the what is the ocean, and that's the reality. And all the experiences and all the appearances and all that goes on are just the little waves skimming over the top. They come into our appearance, our awareness, you know, and then they just pass on by. So that underlyingness is the depth of the peace and the joy and the silence. The depths of the ocean seem to be quite silent. But what goes on is this going across. And that's not real. It comes and goes. So the underlyingness is always that peace, that happiness. And yes, that can be experienced while negative things appear to be taking place. So everybody has it all straight now? You are what is, and you are what's happening in the moment. And it doesn't really matter what the appearance is. The foundation under that appearance is unconditional love. So that might be a good place to leave our gathering for today. If you do have any questions during the week, just I'm here, give me a call, give me an email, that's fine. Okay. So I thank you and many blessings. So let us pray. Most beloved one, no words can express, no thoughts can express, no mind can comprehend, no concept can detail that which is immortal and eternal. that which is nothing and all, that which is empty and full. Be still in what is. Om Namaste. Amen.